Amen. God bless you. So, this is not a natural city. You realize the height of this thing is... What do they fly? 30,000 feet? 40,000 maybe? Yeah, 30,000 feet. And 30,000 feet is about 5, that's about 5 miles high. Near to 1,363 miles high. It's not possible that this is natural numbers and natural picture. Deceived by any man. I tell you, brethren, when we finish, you are going to, when you hear the word heaven, you are going to have a completely different understanding than what you had when you grew up in the church business systems. Amen. So let us go to Revelation chapter 12. And we'll look at some other things having to do with heaven. Revelation 12. It says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A great wonder in heaven. And it says, and there was a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. We can get rid of some of these, can't we? We'll get rid of all this. And we have a new picture. Now, this is a picture in heaven. So, in this heaven, there is a woman. We have to make her long hair so she's a woman. And okay. There she is. I'm not going to become an artist. So this woman was clothed with the sun. Doesn't it say she's clothed with the sun? So all this, she's clothed with the sun. She's clothed with the sun. Oh, and there's a moon. Moon under her feet. Moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. Above her head. Okay. What's the matter? Oh, you know, she really needs more hair too. This is a scene where? A wonder in heaven, right? A wonder in heaven. So who is a woman? A woman is a church. So, how many churches do we have here? Oh, I forgot one thing. It's verse 2. It says she is with child. So she is with child. Okay, now you know it's child. Okay, so you said that the woman is a church. Right? The woman is a church. And what does the moon mean? Moon is a picture of what? Moon is a picture of a woman, right? So when Joseph had a dream, in Joseph's dream, he saw the sun. The moon. And the other 12 stars. And they were bowing down to him. And Jacob understood his dream. And he said, your mother and I will also bow to you. So he understood that this church here was a no, wait a minute. He understood we have three churches here. We have a woman church. We have a moon church. But what kind of church is this? It says she's with child. In verse 5 it says she's going to bring forth a man child. So this is a man child. A man child church. So you have three kinds of churches in this heaven. Now we're going to have to ask ourselves the question, what heaven is this? Is that this heaven? I don't think so. Because this heaven is it's a different description of heaven. Okay, so we have first of all a moon church. Old order. The old world, not the old world, but the old system of church. Old order, outer court, outer court church. And where is this woman church in relation to this outer court, old order, old moon church? She's come up above it. It is under her feet. So this is a church that has come higher. But there's something inside of this church that wants to come out, and it is a different kind of church. So maybe if we remember the tabernacle, and we remember that it has three parts, and we salvation and baptism in water, even sometimes baptism in the Spirit, but it doesn't go any further. So if we're part of the Holy Place Church, we might be part of the woman church. Now I believe at this time we are part of the woman church. But there's something inside of this church that wants to come out. Brother Edmar's question after we shut the recorder off. He was asking because he had heard a word of Brother DeCio. There is a desire for a church to come even higher. There is a plan for God to bring a man-child church out of the woman church. And this church is going to make war with the devil. And is going to overcome the devil. Which means this church is going to have more power than we have now. We're going to have more authority than we have now. Amen. How many of you agree we don't have enough power? How many of you agree we need more authority? And where are we going to get it? We're going to get it from God. Because you see what happens to this man-child church. In verse 5, she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Okay, now here is a church who is going to rule the nations. But you see, it doesn't say that about this church. The moon church. It doesn't say that about the woman church. But it says that this other church is going to be caught up to the throne of God. Now, what is the throne of God? Where would the throne of God be in the tabernacle? Would it not be at the mercy seat? Amen. So here you have a man-child, people of God. So you see, there is a purpose in God showing us this picture. I said that even though we are a holy place church, something has come into this holy place church called the abomination of desolation. And Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation, what are you to do? When you see the abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Now, brethren, this cannot speak of a temple over in Israel in the city of Jerusalem. It cannot. The devil is not interested in going into a building made with stone. The devil is only interested in coming into your holy place. Into your soul. Corrupting and polluting your soul. He's interested in that heaven realm in you. So he said, Jesus said, when you see this happen, let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Amen. And there's much more said in here, but in other words, when you're down on the low level, if you're there, when you see this happen, flee to the higher level. When you are in this place, there's only one place to go. You can't turn back and get your old garments again back here. You can't go back in your house. If you're out in the field, don't go back. If you're up on the top, don't go down in. He says, let the reader understand.
Amen.
Okay, so we're back in Revelation 12. And this man-child was caught up to the throne of God. So that means that as soon as this, we'll get to the other verses, but as soon as it's born, God does something that we cannot do. God is going to take this church immediately and bring it to His throne. Now the throne of God means, when you see the word throne, it means a place of authority. So God is going to immediately give this church a place of authority as of in His throne.
Amen.
Next to God. Now this word caught up is the same word in Thessalonians that says we who are alive and remain will be caught up. It's the same word that Paul said that he was caught up to the third heaven. He doesn't know if he was in the body or in the spirit. It means that something that God did that no man could do of his own power. Okay, so what is Satan's plan insofar as this birth is concerned? So, the present state of the Holy Place Church is a woman in birth pain. Now, I have observed this process, but I have never experienced it. In my own flesh. But I'm probably a pretty good observer, and I think I can draw some pretty good conclusions. I believe it's a very uncomfortable and very painful process. Do some of the sisters say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Very yes, okay. Some of you know. So remember, we are talking about the present day church that we are associated with.
Sa ato karong sitwasyon, ha? Kini ato sitwasyon,
Part of this woman church really wants to bring forth this birth. Let's bring it forth. Let's get it done. I have carried this child long enough. And part of this woman church is saying, I think I'd like to change my mind. And I'm not sure this is going to be a good idea. So we have conflict within the church. Even as there is a conflict now, that some would say, let us go back here where it's safe and comfortable. And some of your brethren have undoubtedly gone back. Already. But I ask the question, what is Satan's position in regards to this? And Satan is here waiting with all his heads. I don't know if there's enough of them there, but anyway, he's a big, ugly serpent. And let's read the description. It says, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. Verse 3. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. 4. Amen. Okay. So, first of all, it says that, it gives a description of this evil creature. It says that he is Satan. Let's see where the names are found here. It gives all his names. Oh, here it is in verse 9. Give me the names. No, just give me the names of this dragon. Red dragon. Oh, wait a minute. Let me write that in red. I have to use red. Red dragon. Okay, give me the next name.
Isa-isa ha, usah tuh.
tell me the
in Rambit in the old serpent.
Old serpent?
Yeah.
Okay. Old
Satan. Evil. Devil.
Satan?
Devil. Yeah, Satan, devil.
Devil. Are there any others? Did I get them all?
That's all.
Okay. There is no question about who this is. And there is no question about what his purpose is. He does not want this church to bring forth a son of God. He does not want this Bible school. To preach the message of sonship. Because if you preach sonship, you are going to bring forth what you preach. Do you realize that? You are going to bring forth the word that comes out of your mouth. So the faith people understood that part. Yes, you're going to bring forth the thing that comes out of your mouth. But let's preach and bring forth the spiritual thing.
Hallelujah.
Not the carnal thing.
Amen.
Okay, so what is different about a man church and a woman church? A man church or a woman church? Okay, what is the difference in man and woman spiritually concerning? Amen. A woman church must receive seed from the man in order to bring forth. Am I right? It is the way God designed it. It's God's perfect purpose to show us that.
Amen.
So, let's go back now and talk a little bit about the bride being joined to her husband. So here is the bride. Her hands aren't very good, but she has a beautiful dress. Oh, where's her head? She's missing something. She says that Christ is my head. But we have a hard time finding the head of the church. So Christ is the head of the church. We are the bride. So now, when we see the marriage of the bride, we have Christ. Now I don't want to make Christ. So I just make a dotted line here for the head. Even if I were a good artist. So let's make Christ more like this. And the power and the glory. So the bride is going to when the woman church is joined to Christ in fullness, then she is a man-child church. She is one with the giver of the seed of life. They're joined as one. So when God calls this newborn man-child immediately to his throne, she is immediately joined in the throne with God, with Christ. So the language of this man-child is that this church will rule and reign with Christ over the nations. Now, can we find that language described anywhere else in Revelation? Go to chapter 2, verse 27. And the church, it says, this is the church of Thyatira. This is the church that has overcome Jezebel. Amen. And it says that verse 27, he says, I will give him authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Now, this is available for an overcoming church. Same language back here as this man-child church. That she brought forth a child who was to rule over the nations with a rod of iron. Now that language does not mean smashing roof. No. When you look this up in your concordance, look up this word rule. And you're going to find the word shepherd. Poimen. So they will shepherd the nations. Now go over to Revelation chapter 19. In verse 15, here you have Christ coming on a white horse. His eyes are like a flame of fire. Many crowns on his head. His vesture dipped in blood. And it says, the armies of heaven are following him. Then we'll read verse 15. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. Verses did you read? Three. Okay, you read the whole thing. All right, that's good. Okay, so who is being described in Revelation 19?
Jesus.
Who is this same language in chapter 2? Who is this? It's a church. Who is this in Revelation 12? Man, child, church. Okay. Now, we see that the devil is waiting to destroy this birth as soon as the child is born. But God catches this child away. Now, brethren, this is not a rapture. Because this man-child is still here in chapter 12 fighting against the devil. It says, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed.
Nga nakigubat at mao nga nakigubat ubat sa Dios, no?
So don't let somebody tell you that this is a picture of a pre-tribulation rapture. Also, don't let somebody tell you that this is a picture of the birth of Jesus Christ from His mother, the Virgin Mary. In the beginning of Revelation, the Spirit spoke to John and said, I will show you things which must shortly come to pass. The birth of Jesus Christ in the natural from a woman, Mary, had already come to pass. And of course, Satan tried to destroy the child of Mary. So it's the MO of Satan to always try to destroy the seed of the woman. Especially if there's a prophecy that that seed is going to come forth with the potential of destroying Satan. He tried it with Moses. He tried it with Jesus. And he's going to try it again in our time. But it is only the intervention of God that is going to stop it from happening. And it says, as there was war in heaven. Now, you see, here's this word heaven again. And here's a heaven that you find this fellow, this devil. What is he doing in heaven? Now, there must be a heaven where there is the throne of God, because the man-child is caught up from here. Into another heaven. So here we have the devil, here we have the woman. Oh, let's not have the devil going up there. Man. Child. Okay. What I'm saying is, here we have a realm of heaven. Here we have another heaven. This one is caught up to this heaven. We know that the devil was one time cast out of a higher heaven. Yeah. But apparently there's a lower place for him to go yet. Remember, the word heaven means a spiritual realm. It means a frequency in the spirit. I know frequency isn't the right word, but I don't have a better word. Radio frequencies come on different levels. Television frequencies come on different levels, UHF and VHF. Radio comes on AM and FM. 900 and 1200. And those frequencies are in this room. There's frequencies that come to these phones. They're here in the room probably, but I can't hear them. So there is war here. There is war. Now remember, some of this heaven is in you. This isn't just something going on out there. This frequency is going on in you, whether you know it or not. The devil is still fighting to take control of your soul. And he's making war. And God is sending help. God is sending Michael. And his angels. And they are coming in conflict with the devil. Michael. And they're fighting with the devil. It's probably not this. It is probably the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The blood of the Lamb rebukes you. And you are going to be part of that war. If you're going to be part of that man-child.
Yeah.
God brought you up to his throne to give you authority. You're not going to go anywhere. You're not going off in any cloud. You're not going up to Mars or the moon. You're going to be right in your house making war with the devil. And it says that there was no more place found for the devil in this realm, and he was cast he and all his angels down to a realm of heaven called Earth. Earth means what? This is a carnal place. This is where the carnal Christian is. If you remain after the flesh, the devil is coming to you with great power. Coming at you with every power of hell that you could ever imagine. So you see, because she remains carnal, this church is going to be destroyed, chapter 11, Revelation. God is not obliged to protect her. He has given her the opportunity to come to the holiest place. There will be great tribulation, such as this world has never known. But there is a secret place where we can come under the shadow of his wings. Brethren, there are no natural places to hide. If you will not become a spiritual man, there is very little that God will do to help you in your natural man. You must come out of her. So the old dragon was cast down to the lower earth. It's a spiritual place. We could call it a lower heaven, but God calls it the earth realm. So remember, earth is spiritual language. It means carnal place, and it includes carnal Christians. So you have three terms here. You have earth. You have heaven. And you have, let me see, I'm finding the third one here. C. Where's the word C? Yeah.
Ay, dagat, no, dagat, naibin, nailangit, naidagat, o naay, yuta.
Now, since I want to close early, I'm going to have to skip over some wonderful verses here. It says in verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And we're going to finish then with verse 12. And the next verse is where we will close, and it says, therefore, rejoice ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. All right, I'll just read it a piece at a time, and Edmar will translate. Therefore, rejoice ye heaven. Rejoice. Rejoice ye heaven. What else? And ye that dwell in them. Now this verse is not written for angels in heaven. This is not written for saints who have died and gone on. This verse is written for people who are living right here where I am. In other words, if you come to hear the heaven, then you can rejoice at what is happening. Because you will be living in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea.
Apa na laut niatu mga tao, mga tao, mga kalibutan.
this tribulation that is coming when the devil is coming down to earth. Is woe to the carnal church. Because she's going to taste of the same tribulation that is coming to the sea. The devil is coming to this place because he is being forced out of his ability to carry on his business the way he has been carrying it on. He's going to be limited in his ability to go about the earth. As a spirit being. And this is my belief, but I believe that it is this time that he will enter into a man. Since he's cast out of this little higher realm, he comes down into a carnal man. An Antichrist. Where he begins to manifest the final stages of his attempt to destroy. And to deceive the earth. Remember, there is a higher place that God has made provision for you to come. Now, I know that what I've said these several days have probably been difficult for your natural mind. I do not know when the night cometh and no man can work. Therefore, I must give you all that I can give you at this time. And if the darkness comes before I can come again, you will know what to do. God bless you.